Let's talk tech right now, and joining us, freelance games writer, is Andy Robertson. Hello, Andy.
Hi, Darren.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Big news, Andy, big news. The 3DS is here. Are you excited about this?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I think there's a number of reasons why this is actually really good news.
I've not had a play with one yet, but I know people that have. And so far, all I've heard is great things. And I know when Nintendo bring out a console, usually it's pretty good. And I've always been a fan of Nintendo's. And this 3DS, is this going to be a game changer with regards to consoles, handheld?
Yeah, I think it brings together a number of different bits of technology that will, you know, that will change how games have to be made going forward. The big headline is obviously the 3D screen, and that's the thing which most people come away talking about, because not only is it 3D, but it creates that 3D experience without the need for glasses. So you don't need to be sat on the tube wearing some ridiculous spectacles to see the screen. You can just view it with your naked eyes.
And if we want to get very technical, that is lenticular 3D.
That's right. I'm glad you said that, not me.
See, I know these things. I know these things. This is really cool. This is what I can't wait to see, is what this lenticular 3D actually looks like. Is it just like, you know those like 3D holograms you see in posters in cinemas? Mm-hmm. Does it look a bit like that?
It's not a million miles away. That's
right.
A good sort of touchstone. But it really does generate, because it's much more precise than those sort of hologram advert type things, or the rulers you used to have at school that you'd turn and they would move. Because it's much more precise than that, it can generate a very accurate 3D image that is basically on a par with a 3D cinema or a 3D TV.
Right, okay. Let's talk about the actual games you're going to be able to get, because I hear there's going to be like what people are really sort of talking about around the office here is a football game. Now that in 3D on a little handheld console could be quite cool.
Yeah, Pro Evo 3D, as they're calling it. Yep. Yeah, it is pretty good, actually. And that's an interesting game to reference, because it's one of the games that makes quite good use of the 3D screen. So rather than just being a novelty to make things look nice, they've actually changed the whole camera angle so that it brings it a lot lower, so you can see down the pitch as you're sort of making a move forward. And it gives you a much better idea of how far you need to pass the ball, and also you can sort of see into the distance better than you can just on a flat 2D screen.
Okay. You've also got, am I right in thinking, you've also got a camera on this as well, which is a 3D camera?
Yep, on the outer case of the shell, there's two lenses which can, essentially two cameras which are used in conjunction to create a 3D image. So you can take 3D pictures of you and your friends, basically.
That's so cool. Because, awesome. I mean, we're going to come on to price now, because, I mean, if you're going to go out and buy a 3D camera at the moment, they're £400-£500. But this is less than that.
Yep, I mean, obviously prices vary from retailer to retailer, and it's sort of RRP is £230, but you get it much cheaper than that at launch. And if you bundle it with some games, again, you're going to be saving money. Compare that to a proper 3D camera, then you know, it's a different ballpark, really. And you
exactly.
can take the images off. They just go to the SD card that slots in the side. You just pop that out in your PC, and you've got the images. Yeah, it works very well.
Unless you're a pro, you know, you need a 3D camera as a pro, then this is just going to be perfect, because you get the best of both worlds. You're getting a console and a camera all in one. This is the reason I bought the PS3 and not a Blu-ray player, because at least you got two things at the same price.
Yeah, I mean, and that is the sort of box I think that consumers are looking to be ticked, really. And that's why I like the 3DS, is that it's not just a 3D screen, it's got the camera, but then it's also got these gyroscopes like that we had that are built in, and augmented reality gaming, if you've come across that, where you put a little card on the table in front of you, and you play a game by the camera seeing the card and recreating sort of monsters coming out of your dining room table. It is quite amazing.
I've heard that some people, you can actually have Mario dancing around on your desk.
Yes, you can, yep.
Now that's just got that. See, I'd be just happy with that. You could, you know, forget everything else. As long as Mario is dancing on my desk, I'm a happy bunny.
Yeah, it's quite impressive. And you know, when you've got that, you can then snap a 3D picture, so you can then send that to your friends as well.
Superb, superb. Andy, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.